Well, among the big questions posed by the emergence of Omicron is whether it will or can take over from Delta as the dominant variant, and what will that mean for the evolution of subsequent variants and indeed for the strategies to vaccinate widely and live with COVID. Emily Burke reports.
Among the many medical and scientific unknowns about Omicron, there are some knowns.
We knew this was coming, all of us. It was so predictable. All viruses mutate. Sometimes they just mutate a little bit and they just peter out. But sometimes, and this is the fifth time, we've got a variant of concern that may outcompete the others.
Professor Mike Toole is Associate Principal Research Fellow at the Burnet.
There's really only one absolute known at the moment, and that is the number of mutations on the surface spike protein, which is 32. And that's more than double, well, it's triple the number for Delta. And it includes a lot of mutations that were on other variants, but we've never seen them all together on one virus. So we don't really know the overall impact that will have.
If it's too early to say that it's more transmissible, is it similarly too early to say that it's less severe?
Yes. Now, we have clear data from South Africa, from the Ministry of Health, that the number of new hospital admissions for COVID has tripled in 2 weeks. That's just in the Gauteng province, which is where this variant has been circulating, and that includes Johannesburg and Pretoria.
Epidemiologist and infectious disease expert Professor Mary-Louise McClaws says the answers will become clearer within weeks.
We'll learn about whether or not there's vaccine efficacy change, and we'll learn whether or not it's more pathogenic, but not in the next couple of weeks. Normally, there's about a 28-day to 30-day delay in the number of cases that arrive, and then it's followed by deaths with that delay. So we'll learn a lot, but we'll have to wait for a bit longer.
On Thursday last week, a colleague asked me, should we be worried about this next variant? And I said, let's wait and see if it pushes out Delta. By Friday, it had pushed out Delta.
Associate Professor David Anderson is Deputy Director at the Burnet Institute.
It clearly, I think, has a growth advantage over Delta, which had a growth advantage over the previous ones. So it is very worrying, I'd have to say.
Would we want to consider allowing it to run its course unfettered and without any kind of response or mitigation, in the hope that if it's a less severe variant, that would be a good thing?
No, absolutely not, because that is wishful thinking of the highest order. Terrible, terrible idea. There is absolutely no evidence that it's less virulent. There's not the evolutionary pressure there would be with flu, for example. Flus do tend over time to eventually get less virulent, but we're not seeing that yet, and it could take decades. We're just not that lucky, I don't think.
Independent experts at AusSage have a new list of priorities in light of the new variant, including air-gapped quarantine facilities and a longer isolation period for international travellers and aircrew. Dr. Karina Powers is an occupational physician.
We need a three-dose vaccination as soon as possible, as soon as 2 months post the second dose, ideally. Vaccinate children 5 to 11, and the government best ensure supply of pediatric doses of the vaccine. We need to think ahead and begin to procure Omicron-matched boosters. There needs to be safe indoor air ventilation, respirators and masks.
The Burnet's David Anderson is calling for broad quarantine measures to be reinstated.
Selective border controls are not the way to go. Same mistake we made with China in early 2020. We can't let it rip and then think, that was a mistake. I think 14-day quarantine would be the most appropriate. I do understand the pressure of, people want to get home for Christmas, and there may be too many people already booked to come into Australia. We need people to just be careful and take that precautionary principle so that we don't give up the hard-won gains.
Deputy Director of the Burnet Institute, Associate Professor David Anderson, Emily Burke with that report.